And you know what I really hate about him? I hate the fact that these women, they put on all of this makeup, right? And then they go out and they tell you that you're not good looking enough for them. Can you believe that shit? They wear all of that makeup and then they have the nerve to tell you that you're unattractive. That is fucking nuts. That is balls deep crazy. Just because you've got on all of this fucking makeup, that gives you the right to go around and tell people that they're unattractive. And on top of that, you bleed every fucking month and you don't die. You lose all of this blood and you don't die. I cannot stress this enough. The retraining of the American woman after the collapse is gonna look brutal. It's gonna look brutal, but just let it happen. Don't try to be Captain Save-A-Ho. Somebody has to teach them.
I'm pretty badass.
No, you're actually Sally Smelly Cunt. You're not Betty Badass. The one thing that I wish women understood was that a lot of these guys that they turn down or that they try to friend zone, and please understand, guys, what a friend zone really is. A friend zone is a place where women can keep guys lined up, and the second one of them achieves a level of success, soon as one of them becomes a millionaire, she's going to be on his dick almost immediately. That's what a friend zone really is. It's an incubator for successful men. That's all it is. I think pussy's fucking gross. Women in general in the Western world are the reason why there's so much limp penises out there. I mean, really. The other thing that I really hate about women that really pisses me off, man. You know, we say that the modern woman wants a traditional man, right? I disagree with that because most modern women don't want a trad man. Because he comes from a family that has a mother and a father. And he knows both of the roles really, really well. Most modern women don't want that in a man. They don't want a guy that knows the role of man and the role of woman in a relationship. They don't want to be with a guy who has a mother and a father who are still together today. They absolutely want men who come from broken families. Most of these modern cunts prefer the kind of men that come from a family where they were raised by a single mother. Because those men are the most confused men on the planet. And those are also the most dangerous men. I'm serious. A young boy that has been raised by a single mother. I can't prove this statistically, but they're more likely to incite violence over a woman. Hold on, someone's coming. Oh, it's the Pink Floyd helicopter. You know what I'm talking about? The Dark Side of the Moon? You know that song? Every time I hear a helicopter, I think of that song. But as I was saying, they do not want a guy that comes from a family with a husband and a wife. They don't want that. Because that guy knows her role. He knows the role of a woman. So no, they don't want a traditional man. And I got to tell you, you know, these guys that are coming from single parent families that were raised by women, they're fucked up, man. These guys are truly fucked up. There is no saving them. Because a lot of these single parented women tend to be witches. And this shit bothers the fuck out of me. Fuck that shit. Do not put your dick in witchcraft, pussy. No, most of these guys who are coming from single parent families are fucking confused as fuck. They're bastards, man. They're fatherless. Just do this. Just take a moment and spend some time with a guy that grew up with only a single parent that's a woman. There's no fixing them. There's no saving them.
Welcome to the glorious new frontier. I